News. I'm Dave Collins. The Biden administration is using a law passed by Congress to try to eliminate the so-called gun show loophole. ATF is proposing that anyone selling firearms in stores, gun shows, or over the Internet be required to conduct criminal background checks on buyers. The proposal comes from the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act, which was passed after the deadly Uvalde school shooting. A tropical storm warning remains in effect for parts of eastern North Carolina up to the Virginia state line. Tropical storm Idalia is causing flash floods and has sustained winds right now at 60 miles an hour. Storms expected to move out into the Atlantic later today. Damage from Hurricane Idalia is expected to run into the billions of dollars in Cedar Key, Florida. Amy Feierstein says she's worried her home insurance premium's going
to
go up.
I'm still paying it because you get nervous not to. But with insurance, you wonder if each year you're paying it, nothing happens. Is it better to just save up money and pay out of pocket or keep paying insurance every year? I don't know.
UBS Bank estimates a hurricane could cost insurance companies more than $9 billion in Florida. Attorneys for former President Trump say an October 23rd trial date is too soon to prepare for the Georgia election case. Trump is requested to have his trial separated from his co-defendants. The former president waived arraignment and pleaded not guilty to 13 criminal counts for his alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in the state. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp is rejecting talks about removing the district attorney prosecuting former President Trump.
Up to this point, I have not seen any evidence that D.A. Willis's actions or lack thereof warrant action by the Prosecuting Attorney Oversight Commission.
Kim said a special legislative session to impeach Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis would likely be ruled unconstitutional. This is USA News.
Adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand, nothing on my skin, that's my new plan. Nothing is
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
For the 11th time since June, Texas officials have sent a bus filled with migrants to Los Angeles. The L.A. mayor's office says it arrived late yesterday morning. 21 adults and 14 children. Texas officials sending migrants to Los Angeles, a self-described sanctuary city, has become a common occurrence in recent weeks. A Capitol rioter who bragged on social media that he took the White House has been arrested in Georgia. The FBI said Wednesday that 52-year-old William Beals is being charged with a felony count of knowingly making false statements and several other offenses. The FBI says he was part of a group that physically overpowered officers in the Senate wing on January 6, 2021. A sentencing hearing for two former leaders of the Proud Boys is being delayed.
The Justice Department said the proceeding scheduled for Wednesday was canceled, in their words, due to an emergency, although no further info was provided. Enrico Tarrio and four other defendants were scheduled for sentencing this week for their roles in the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. Federal prosecutors are asking Tarrio be sentenced to 33 years in prison and co-defendant Ethan Nordine be sentenced to 27 years. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Jack's American Pub in Milwaukee is offering free drinks when Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets lose this season. Rodgers spent 18 years as the Green Bay Packers quarterback, but hightailed it out of Wisconsin for New York. Dave Collins, USA News.
I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I learned about atrial fibrillation the hard way. My symptoms would come and go. Shortness of breath. Fatigue. I kept going. Then I got so lightheaded, I couldn't. My doctor said I have AFib, so I'm about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. Other symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, can come and go, but the risk of stroke stays. If you have symptoms, tell a doctor. Visit NoTimeToWait.com.
Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.